more children by all that is righteous in this world to the next. How many children will this damnable horse eat? All of you down there, you're doomed. I'm sorry, I apologize. It wants only me, for it was I who drew too close and fed the beast his apple. I thought him a good steed for a powerful warrior, and now that he's had the taste of me, he's ever hungry, lest I be dissolved down there in the equine bile of his gut. Doesn't stop him from eating other children, I'm afraid. Oh, I weep for you, but I must hold fast up here. We would all be dead, surely, were I to let go of whatever artery or tube I now pinch closed with my little fingers. They've gone numb from clamping this closed for so long. I grow wary, waiting for the old groom to return with the tonic. It has been too long since I've seen the sun. Now I can think only of the eternity that I'll spend here, holding closed this dreadful pipe to keep the juices from jetting up its flume and raining back down on us from above. I'm sorry, though, for this surely means that the backed-up bile will start spewing out soon, like a tear trying to wash away an irritant. You're likely to be dissolved down there with the other children who haunt this place. If it's any consolation, I'll remember you to the next orphanage the old stallion decides to eat. They say that if you unknot his bridle, he'll be free. But I don't know what that means for any of us. As you can see, it's under the miasma down there, and well enough lost.